poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Hoops and Cards, basketball card collectors, investors, NBA fans, playoff junkies. What an incredible week we've had in the NBA. Guys, I'm Gary, the host here of Hoops and Cards. It is great to be back with you today, recording much of this episode as I drive. And this is something I do for fun because I love it. I enjoy connecting with you, and I'm a collector. An investor. In fact, planning on going to a great card show tomorrow. Actually just was able to stop by and see Newhart Cards there in Delaware, Ohio. Shout out Brian, shout out Keith, shout out everybody, all of you listening wherever you're at. Maybe you're driving, maybe you are just chilling out on the back porch with a cold one or a warm one and it's coffee time. I don't know what you're doing. I'm just glad you're here listening. Friends, I got to process some stuff with you about the NBA playoffs, about the card market. Earlier this week, I got to be on the Sports Card Strategy Show again with Paul Hickey, the Basketball Card Strategy Show. That was a lot of fun. So I'd encourage you to go listen to his podcast and our conversations about LeBron and Steph and the basically the idea that right now, maybe the best investment thing to do with my money is to wait and to look at other investments because basketball season is about to end. And friends, if this week has taught me anything, again, the NBA is not predictable. It's not predictable. Last night, I'm watching the Philadelphia 76ers just destroy the Celtics. It's early in the fourth quarter. Jason Tatum has made one shot out of 14 field goal attempts and zero threes, missing six. And I'm like, okay, Jason Tatum's laying an egg in the biggest game of the season. And then, boom, what did he do in the last 4 minutes? Scored like 50 points, and they won. And Boston's taking it back for game seven in Boston. So shout out all of my Boston listeners. You guys live to fight another day, and maybe, just maybe, you have Mr. Clutch coming through. I mean, Boston was not at their best because Tatum underperformed in the first three quarters and Jaylen Brown could have scored more. Like, I get it, but what a way to come back and win. There I was, you know, I posted about it in our Discord. In fact, you guys want to join the Discord. I know some of you already messaged me. I'd love to add you to that. At Hoops and Cards on Instagram. Send me a note. At Hoops and Cards on Instagram. I also did not expect Denver to win 4-2 and knock out the Suns like they did last night. I was hoping it would happen because if you listen to this show, as much as I appreciate greatness, one of the best parts of the NBA is not just teams and players that I love, but teams and players that are kind of the villain. And Durant is kind of like that for me. Durant and even Devin Booker. And maybe lately Chris Paul. I'm just not sure what it is with them. Maybe it's because I was big and rooting for Milwaukee to beat the Suns 2 years ago in the finals. And maybe Durant's just jumping from team to team again to do his thing. And he never smiles. Maybe that's it too. Like I like knowing guys have fun on the court. Not that he doesn't have fun, but just not my favorite. And it's fun to have teams that you root against. So Phoenix fans, I'm sorry, early exit or earlier than you had hoped for when you got KD. And Devin Booker was playing incredible basketball. Probably a lot of people that had bought his cards were happy, but now you're going to see a drop in the prices of players not in the playoffs or teams eliminated. Honestly, that's what Game 7 craziness with Boston and Philly. I'll be watching as a fan rooting for Philly, who likes Tyrese Maxey, and who does think Embiid deserved the MVP. I've never seen the guy play as much defense and run the court and sell out for loose balls like he is. Yeah, he's every bit of the MVP and showing it in these playoffs. So maybe they'll step up in game seven and get the right version of James Harden to go along with the high-flying Tyrese Maxey and the dominance of Embiid. You got to have more than that to knock off Tatum. Marcus Smart with, like, what, 23 or 25? And Brogdon and Derek White, those guys are just tough. They make big shots. Oh, you got to love them if you're Boston and Robert Williams. So, the playoffs, you guys, tonight it is LeBron v. Steph, game six. Wow. We talk about legacies. We talk about investing. Friends, one of the things that this show, this episode, I want to talk about is leveling up. Leveling up. For 2 years, more than 2 years, I've been working with cards on a budget, buying and selling cheap cards for, you know, dollar box cards, $5 cards, $10 cards. Rarely have I bought a card that was worth more than $100 at the time I bought it. And now I'm like, I have so many of those cards. I have hundreds, maybe thousands of cards that are like less than $5 a card. And I still have to push myself away from the buffet table that the dollar box and 50 cent box presents for two reasons. Okay, card show, you see the dollar box, you see the 50 cents box. If you are there, guys, if you're starting out, that is a great place to find some deals. Buying a card for a dollar and selling it for $3, $4, $5, $10 a month later. I don't know. Like, that's still a thing. It really is. And at the same time, it is a time-consuming hustle that I am saying, look, not that I'm going to give up doing that. Not that I won't still talk about budget deals and buys and prospects and cards. But I find that for myself and even during this off-season with the hobby, I want to, and I need to, as an investor that's building this, not just as a collection on display in my office at home or whatever, like, or on Instagram. That's where we flex, baby. At Hoops and Cards on Instagram or your page. Love to find your pages. A lot of you posting your wins, your deals, your best trades. Always a good idea to have that phone with you and take pictures of cards that you bought and share them with your friends. I love that. Love that we can share our collections and make deals virtually, not just in person, at the National or the Natty, wherever you're going. I don't know. I was in Cincinnati yesterday. Boom. Did not see Joe Burrow. Did not see Joe Votto. But I did see Joe. What was the? There was a guy named Joe I saw. No, Joe wasn't able to make it. So it's kind of a Joe-free Thursday at Cincinnati Reds blew out the Mets. Not that you care. Back to basketball. I'm finding the need and the desire in me to, while the offseason prices go down on bigger cards, like Steph Curry's rookie Topps 2008, like LeBron James rookie Topps Chrome or Topps or Bowman, you know, when those things go down in the offseason, and they won't go down a ton, but they'll go down enough where I'll be like, huh, how do I get me one of those? How do I save up money for that moment? How do I budget? What things could I trade? What things could I sell? How could I be prepared to pounce on a bigger deal card that has staying power? And I think this playoffs has reminded us that, you know, certain guys have staying power. There are prospects that we love, and I believe in the future for Anthony Edwards and Ja Morant and so many guys that had Donovan Mitchell, like that got knocked out of the playoffs earlier, didn't even make it, like LaMelo Ball. There are prospects that have tantalizing, like, long-term profits and just are fun to have their cards, right? Zion, you still in on him? Or are you, like, never again? I don't know. But really, for me, leveling up is going to mean, can I find a card or two or 10 this offseason where it's like, you know, if it was 2 years ago, I couldn't have afforded this. And my room is full of $5 cards or $1 cards that I got graded and try to sell. What if I locked in on that Giannis PSA 10 or that Steph Curry PSA 8 or 9 rookie or that LeBron James PSA 10 tops and I said, you know what? By the end of November, gives you 6 months, people, we should do like a 6 month grail chase. What grail are you going after before Christmas? What grail before the start of this NBA season next year? What, like, there are cards we should go after. And check those out.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Can't stand the Wizards. What kind of name is that anyway? For a basketball team? The Wizards? What are they? Like magicians in hoods?
So in this process of leveling up, maybe you're resonating with this or it makes sense to you. Yeah, I would like to get better cards or save up instead of always making the impulse buy or the great deal bargain bin buy, prospect buy. You have your eye on a certain card. I think in leveling up, there's a few things that you can consider. Hopefully this helps you. Not the first time we've talked about it on the podcast. In fact, in some of our Basketball Cards 101 episodes, there's a lot about like how you're doing with your budget and what cards you're looking for and to get to the next level of buying rookie cards of elite players or greats or numbered or autographed or PSA 10, like mint, gem mint cards. I'm looking just personally at saying, all right, what do I have that I can sell now and use that money towards this purchase? What cards will be worth more right now than they will be in 3 months when nobody's talking about basketball unless their name is Victor Wembanyama, right? Basketball cards will go down as a whole, collectively, in June, July, August. I just made up another word, Jaloon. See you in Jaloon at the National. August, September, October, November. They're going to go down. They just are. People don't care. The games aren't on. Blah, blah, blah. Unless there's a big trade or whatever. That being said, instead of buying stuff now, save your money for then. And you have a chance of getting a better card. Sell some of your cards now to liquidate, to get cash that you can save for then. If you're looking at some of those cards now and saying, well, you know, I would love to get into that card now, and I don't care if it goes down a little bit. It's a grail. It's a desired card that I want. Then I would think about making trades, packaging three or four of your cards you like to get a card you love. Three or four of your $50 cards to get a $200 card. Especially those $200 cards that might be down more than they should be at this moment. The Trae Young Silver PSA 10 Prism Rookie can be had for $200. And I'm like, say what? If you know where that card has been over the last 3 years, and you know Trae Young is just getting started, and here's a guy that I don't love as a player, but as a collector or as an investor, wow, there are some good deals. There are going to be some prices and bargains on Ja Morant this fall that you may never see at that level again. And I don't mean to use like, ooh, big like warning. This is the lowest price ever. Cause you know, I can't tell you what the market's going to do exactly, but I can say I'm at the place where I have all the $5 and $10 cards I could want. And now I'm saying, yeah, did I do too much of that? Maybe. Am I at a place where I need to force myself to look at the case, look at the higher priced cards, look at the already graded cards, because I'm with cards I really want, I'm starting to prefer the already approved and slabbed gem 10 card to the raw card I could buy that might be a 10. I learned that from Tyrese Maxey Silvers. Thank you very much. Sent in five of those. I got 4 9s and an 8. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. Right? Those wound up being cards I'm going to hold for a while because the 9s and the 8s aren't worth anything compared to the raw. So I'm thinking, you know, if what I really want is a Tyrese Maxey 10, it's possible the best prices on that won't be around till October. It's also possible, I don't know what you think, if they're going to win game 7 and Maxey and the Sixers are going to blow past Jimmy Butler running out of steam. And actually, Bam Adebayo has been fantastic too. And Duncan Robinson out of nowhere. doing it again. Cheesy Beefy and Max Strus. How do they come up with all these guys that weren't even drafted? And all of a sudden, hi, I'm Gabe Vincent. I'm nailing 5 threes on your... Like, wow, that's amazing. So, back to my point, leveling up. I think it's a great idea. I encourage you to do it. When you get into cards that are at a higher price range or a price level, then they have more of a range where people might be... We've talked about the Jason Tatum Donruss rated rookie PSA 10 that some people have bought and sold in the last 3 months for between the $75 and $110 range. And then some that have sold, maybe it's resellers doing what I'm saying, selling them for $150 or $175, buy it now. And people actually do because they want the Tatum 10, right? They want the superstar card in great condition that is already slabbed. Maybe you can find a card that's at the next level and you're like, hey, I can buy while it's down, sell when it's up, or I can buy at the lower end of the range and sell at the higher. Or as I'm thinking, guys, I want to get another LeBron rookie. I want to get another, I've never had a Steph Curry rookie. That is actually on my list as a, I'm trying to have this make some sense to my wife of like why this is, she's all for it, but like why this is potentially a good alternate investment. Man, Steph Curry, nice graded tops base rookie to buy low in the summer and hold on for, I mean, he's a generational changing talent. So what have you done to level up? Friends, what are you looking to do? Some of you, like me, you've been on the prospect hunt and you find a guy that before he breaks out into superstardom, you're like, I'm going to buy a bunch of Jalen Brunsons. I'm going to buy a bunch of Tyrese Halliburtons. Well, that's definitely still a thing. And maybe that's your play. What are you doing to level up? And what are the cards you're chasing? Please Instagram message me at hoopsandcards or email me. It's gary@hoopsandcards.com. I would love to know. I think because I've done so well and had so much fun in the bargain bins of cards and in the less than $20 cards, I've had so much fun and made some money. It's going to be hard for me to push away, but here's why I'm doing it. It's going to be hard for me to push away from those tables and look in the case at the cards that are like, hey, we're looking at more zeros on the end of that thing. Like we're looking at higher end autos. We're starting to learn words like flawless, national treasures, number to 10, those sort of phrases. Now you're like talking PSA 10. I'm looking at the bigs because I've also had a lot of card shows where I come home and I'm like, did I just buy 5 cards that are like, okay, maybe I should have just bought 1 card that's like, yeah, you know, yeah. What are the yeah cards that you're getting now or you just recently got? In fact, I've had 2 messages from listeners that recently got Jordan 1986 Fleer rookies and it was on their hit list. And love hearing the story, you guys, of how you been waiting. There was a goal one day to do this. You're seizing the opportunity right now while those are, I think, like I said, different grades, but they are cheaper than we've seen them in a long time, or just people are willing to part with them for other stuff. And maybe you've got baseball cards now that are worth more on the high end that you can trade for basketball while it's down, or football that's higher end for quarterbacks and you can trade for basketball rookies in the offseason. But I love hearing your stories. So message me at Hoops and Cards and let's talk about leveling up, what to do next.
We know who you are.
Who is she?
I'm Rube.
Yeah, you said that.
Guys, one thing I probably could say a little more clearly is I'm on that journey of leveling up from cards in the $100 or less range to maybe the $300-$500 range. You might be in the thick of it already there and saying, well, yeah, I buy and sell at that range, but I want to get up to the next level. I would be remiss or incomplete here if I didn't say there's something about this card collecting thing. There's always going to be more. There's always going to be opportunity. And if you're in it for investing or as a business, I think that's encouraging, especially with Fanatics getting all of the licenses to produce cards with the logos from the major sports leagues. They're gonna pump a lot of energy into the hobby and into just the popularity of sports cards in general, but basketball cards in specific for us. And I like that. There's always going to be opportunities to level up. The second thing I would say is you don't have to. If you just want to stay in your lane where you're at and be the master of that. In fact, I feel like I could do that with the cheaper cards and stay profitable and just keep expanding this massive collection of cheap cards that I have. That's a thing. And maybe just pocketing some of the money from here and there, you know, to use it as a sustainable little source of income. And so for some of you guys, it's a big source of income. I don't know. But I'll just tell you, I mentioned Steph Curry, LeBron James. I should also mention, I think there's opportunities with Giannis rookies in the offseason, Jason Tatum rookies, because I see these players along with, yeah, LeBron, Steph, Kawhi, KD, there you go, being the best players of this generation. Certainly, the Joker is putting himself in that category, and I think Embiid is too. Wouldn't it be poetic justice if they meet in the finals? Oh, that would be delicious. Delicious, because I think the last time they faced each other, Embiid just destroyed Jokic. And then the next time they were set up to play, Embiid sat out. Like, what is that? What is that, bro? Come on, Joel. Joel, I heard one announcer call him Joel. Joel Embiid. No, it's Joel Embiid. Come on. I love it when people pronounce names correctly. So that's all I'm saying. Leveling up for me looks like changing the way I view and pursue and desire cards. So like last week, I happened to be at Card Collector 2, the sports card shop that a lot of you guys know from Card Talk. And, you know, they've got a great shop. I have in the past gone through their dollar boxes and their priced as marked boxes and found some deals. And I went through all of their basketball card boxes a few days ago, and I didn't buy a thing. Did I find some values? Oh, absolutely. But did I look at myself and my cards and say, like, I already have a lot of these cards. I'm still looking for the same players in these boxes. LeBron, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Mikal Bridges, you know, Giannis, Ja Morant, Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Maxey, Desmond Bane, Tyrese Halliburton, even Anfernee Simons still on my list. I don't know if he's on yours. And then also random autos of good players or auto rookies of good players. Good stuff. A lot of good stuff. I didn't buy a card. I didn't buy a single card. And I knew that... yeah, I do value cash as king, number one. And number two, I have so many of those cards. and maybe you're there. You know, you've been doing it one way for a while. And perhaps you're just starting out and you're like, yeah, you need to hear us say, continue doing what you're doing. It's great. It took me a couple of years to feel what I'm feeling now about, man, I'm not just buying a good deal on a card that I think I can flip. I'm locking in on cards in the $150 to $400 range that I'm going to save up for or trade up for. I'm going to wait and not buy a bunch of other cheaplings, no matter what they could do for me. And I'm going to get those cards. So I look forward to sharing some of that stuff with you. But that's what I'm doing. What level are you at? Because we talk about players' levels. Guesses, good, great, goats. What about your budget level or the cards you're looking for, the pool of cards? It's good to have multiple levels, sure, but I am stepping up. I'm not doing this so you'll try to sell me cards or whatever. Like, I'm just stepping up. That's all there is to it. So hope you guys have an awesome weekend. May all of your deals turn out to be win-wins for everybody. Don't try to rip anybody off. Be honest. Look at a range of recent comps, not just one sale that shows the price that you like and you want to buy it from somebody and they got to sell it to you because some auction ended. No! Come on, people! Trade as if we're all going to be friends because we really do support each other in this hobby. I'm here for you to add value, encouragement, sometimes entertainment, sometimes an idea or a strategery for you to take as an investor or collector. But all in all, I got to say thank you for listening. Thanks for listening to Hoops and Cards. It means a lot that you would and stay with us even when we miss a week. Like, it's been a lot of travel in my world. So I got a lot of pent-up basketball takes to throw at you. But I'm rooting for the Sixers. I'll be very happy for you Celtics fans if I'm wrong. Hope you have a sweet weekend. See ya.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye then.